Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Great to be with you here on a Friday in Detroit. Hope you got big weekend plans. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. May you enjoy your day. Okay, so story on CBSSports.com. 6 NFL teams with quietly concerning backup quarterback situations, plus proposed moves for the 2024 season. Did our Lions make the list? Yep. Our Lions made the list. And Gator, they list the current backup as Hendon Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if that's true. Could be.
I think if they broke camp, if they had to play a game tomorrow.
Yep.
I think Nate Sudfeld, and if Nate Sudfeld were healthy, I think Nate Sudfeld would be number two. But if he wouldn't be, then yeah, number two would be Hendon Hooker.
They write Hooker has a third-round pedigree, but he's 26 and still in the learning stages of the number two role, fresh off his redshirt season spent recovering from a torn ACL. They suggest that the Lions trade for a backup quarterback, a guy who has started 28 games the last 3 seasons. He's showcased enough spunk as a gutsy passer to win over multiple fan bases. He'd be sure to get the Dan Campbell a stamp of approval for his never say die mentality. And he has probably fallen to number 3 on the depth chart with his organization. And that player is Taylor Heinicke with the Atlanta Falcons. So a couple things here. I don't know that Penix, I haven't been paying attention to Penix development with the Falcons and what they're saying about it, how like camp is gone. And I mean, we've read that there has been some growing pains, if you will, with Hendon Hooker, which there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to actually even be discouraging that there might be some growing pains. But Gator,
expected.
Yeah. I would think that if Atlanta has hopes of doing anything, that Heinicke would potentially be their backup. I just looked at a depth chart that's got him listed number 3. The Penix might be the guy at number 2, but could you pry Taylor Heinicke out of Atlanta, and would you want to?
I'm sure you could pry him out of there, and would I want to? I'm a Taylor Heinicke fan. I've been a fan of his, as I think he's a perfect backup quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
He's a guy who can keep the ship afloat. He can make some plays. He is, I think he's perfect for the situation. And me being, I'm a Hendon Hooker guy. I like him a lot. I understand it's going to be a process before he's ready to be trusted in that role. And for a year,
mm-hmm.
would I rather have, I mean, to me, it's would I rather have Heinicke or Sudfeld? I'd rather have Heinicke. And they do have the money.
Just in general, you'd rather have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be an upgrade over Sudfeld. And if Hendon Hooker beats him out, so be it. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me the guy that's, you know, played in 38 games in his career and actually has more touchdown passes than interceptions, who's completed 62.5% of his passes. I'll take Heinicke.
Has he played in any playoff games by chance? If you have his numbers in front of you?
I do. Let me see if he has. Postseason, I thought he had. He played one playoff game in 2020 with football team.
Football club?
No.
Real Washington?
No, football team. Stop it. He was 26 out of 44, 306 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in that game. Also had a rushing touchdown.
The question is, what would it cost you? I can't imagine it would cost you too much.
Yeah. He's a 31-year-old, 10-year veteran. I can't imagine it would cost too much, particularly for a team like Atlanta that is just, they've already, clearly they've invested in the quarterback position by bringing in Kirk Cousins. And then they draft Michael Penix. So
they have aspirations to be good. Their win total in Vegas, I believe, is 9.5.
They won 7 games last year, finished 3rd in the division behind Tampa and New Orleans. Both had 9-8 records.
There's a difference between, hey, we got a chance to be good, and hey, we think we can win the Super Bowl. I think Atlanta falls into the, hey, we have a chance to be good, but if Kirk Cousins goes down, I'm going to guess that they're white flagging the season, whereas I think the Lions, if Jared Goff goes down, they're going to still try and find a way to win, especially if they have a good veteran quarterback. So I think the Lions may value Heinicke as a backup more than Atlanta would. If Cousins goes down, I would guess, I mean, I don't know about Penix development. It would depend on that, but it would strike me that they would just hand the ball to Penix and say, all right, kid, it's time for you to get on the job training and grow up here real quick. Especially, you know what? Especially given the fact that they drafted him in the first place, that made everybody go, what the hell are the Falcons doing? Why do they sign Kirk Cousins and then use a first round pick on Michael Penix? I think they'll be compelled to justify it by giving him the football and making sure he's the backup. Yeah, I think they can get Heinicke. I think they can pry him out of there. And I'm not sure it would cost you more than a late round pick.
I don't know if it would cost you more than a late round pick either. I mean, if you put yourself in the shoes of Atlanta, what would you ask for in return?
If I'm an Atlanta fan, I'd probably hope for a 4th, settle for a 5th, and maybe understand that all I'm getting is a 6th. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, running through the gamut there. And if you're the Lions, I don't know what their draft position is next year, how many picks they have, if they've already, I mean, I know that there's a couple that are already spoken for other teams. So
next year the Lions have 8 picks. They've got their own first rounder, their own second rounder. They do not have their third rounder. They have their own 4th, Philly's 4th. They have their own 5th, Tampa's 6th, Dallas's 7th, and their own 7th.
Yeah, I would
give them Tampa's 6th.
I'd offer it. Sure, start negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but bottom line is, would I be willing to give up, say, a 5th round pick for Taylor Heinicke? I think I would.
I think I would too. Kang, what do you make of this Taylor Heinicke possible trade? Well, it's a trade proposal on CBS Sports.
Yeah, I mean, if you're very uncertain about the backup situation, Hilker's not developing as fast as you'd like. Heinicke is kind of like one of those perfect backup guys. Now, mm-hmm. I will refrain from people. I've heard people say he's a really good quarterback. He's not. He's a backup quarterback. He's really good as a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think when you're in a pinch and he can kind of give you a spark every few weeks or during a game if you need it, but long term he's just not the answer. He never has been from anywhere he's gone. But where the Lions are right now in their window for success, yeah, you need a viable backup just in case, and I think Tyler Heinicke is a viable backup.
It's an interesting thought. I got to credit CBS Sports. I think they did a nice job with this.
Yeah, I like it because I look at him and I think he's like a Sean Hill type.
Yeah.
When Sean
Hill's
back.
Different style of player, but same maybe elevated status as a backup.
Yeah, he's a very capable backup and not somebody that I'm looking at who's going to challenge for the starting job by any means, but he's got an ability to play. And, you know, their loss when he played for Washington, that loss in the playoffs, it was to Tampa Bay. I think it was the year Tampa won the Super Bowl. And they lost 31-23. They had the ball late in the game and had a chance to tie it up and ended up getting into Tampa territory, then took a sack on a 3rd down play, and then, you know, it's 4th and 21, you have no chance, and
right,
you know, ends up being a...
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
You end up losing the game.
248-539-9797. Kevin in Rochester, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good.
All right, Kev.
You know, they were talking about Tannehill the other day on the morning show, and now you guys are talking about Heinicke, and I don't know what. They were thinking $8 million, which I think is about right for Tannehill, probably about the same number for Heinicke. I don't understand the approach, right? Last year we learned from the Browns that you just go grab somebody if you're desperate. So let's say Goff gets injured and we're 4-2. The one thing, you know, it's like everybody's going to be devastated, rightfully so. The one thing that we have to accomplish with that scenario is to determine whether Hendon Hooker's any good or not. That's the blessing in disguise, at least with that situation. And let's say Hooker's 0-4, and we all go, he's not our guy. Then you go get Tannehill, Heinicke, whoever this year's Joe Flacco is. But you got to use that $8 million more wisely.
Well, hold on, let me stop you there, because
in that situation,
all you'd be responsible for, he's under contract for next year, and his cap hit, his base salary is $1.2 million. The signing bonus Atlanta would have to pay, they'd have to eat that dead cap of 3.3. So you only have to spend $1.2 million on him.
Which is fine, but then we've got to give up, a sixth or seventh rounder, and our GM already gave up our third or fourth rounder. Like, you don't need to do it.
Well, for
you
next year, they have those picks. Well, they have a fourth round pick next
No.
year.
Yeah, they have two fourth rounders.
So.
No, they have two fourth rounders. They have their own in Philly. They don't have a third rounder. And that's it. That's the only round they
The other thing is this, and you say, Kevin, let's say that they go and they're 4-2, Goff gets hurt, you throw in Hooker and he goes 0-4, and then you think you've learned enough about Hendon Hooker at that point. I would not, because I think he'd be thrust into a situation that he's not ready for just yet, because he's literally had a training camp. He'll have a training camp under his belt at that point. That's why I think it's why not go get a capable backup right now, like a Heinicke, or I'm not into Tannehill as much, but if Heinicke's available for cheap, like a six-round pick, I'd do it because I feel very confident that he can keep the ship afloat.
Yeah, well, and fair enough that you might not know definitively what you have in Hooker, but at a minimum, you have to be a lot closer to knowing what you have in him. And
sure,
you know, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Heinicke or Hooker, likely, right? We go from 20% chance to win.
No, but which one's going to give me the better chance to go, say, 2-2?
Right, but maybe not as much as having $2-4 million. I guess if it's $1.2 million, that's different.
Well, the other thing
Tannehill,
is
they were talking about $8 million.
Right,
like, but we got to spend that money
doesn't matter because they have a ton of cap space.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.